Hi, this is Richard Campbell from .NET Rocks and Runaz Radio here for the Dev Intersection Countdown Show. That's May 21st to 24th in Orlando at the Swan Hotel. And I'm sitting with none other than Scott Guthrie in the appropriate red shirt. And you still have a working band. You and I both. I think we're
yes.
it.
Yes. Yeah.
They're getting rare.
I love my band.
Yeah. I love mine too. I wish there were more of them.
Yes, I do too.
We happen to be on the week of Visual Studio shipping. It's a crazy year. 15 years at .NET, 20 years of Visual Studio.
Yep.
Congratulations on all those things. I think I met you pre-.NET release when you were talking about making a new version of ASP.
And
wouldn't that be a good thing?
Yeah, I still remember I started at Microsoft 20 years ago this year.
Wow.
So I do remember the first release of Visual Studio.
Mm-hmm.
And I was obviously there at the beginning with .NET. And so I think this year will be the 20th anniversary of the first prototype of ASP.NET.
Wow.
So
we should throw a party for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I remember, I think I was in that SDR with you and Mark Anders, and we were yelling a lot as ASP people.
Yeah.
So you changed a lot of things on us.
We changed a lot of things, and but it's amazing. You know, 20 years is a long time in the software space. And so it's cool that you know, still the core things that we showed 20 years ago, or maybe 18 years ago, so it took us a little while for a couple of prototypes. Pretty much the same.
We're still writing a lot of software.
Still writing a lot of software.
You guys have rewritten it a couple of times along the way. Like,
yes.
.NET Core is a heck of a version. I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, and with, you know, the new tooling support for .NET Core in VS 2017, you know, we heard from a lot of people that love the .NET Core vision.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, a core part of what made .NET, makes .NET so productive is the tooling and really the integration end-to-end across the tooling and the framework. And with VS 2017, we now have great tooling support for .NET Core. Makes it really easy to even take existing code bases and leverage .NET Core with them.
And not to go keep playing the old card, but this feels like 2003, 2002, the same effect, right? You got that first version of .NET out with Studio, and then almost immediately followed it by the 1.1 edition that sort of tightened a bunch of things up and big improvements. And I feel like we're right there right now.
Yeah. Even the naming of it, you know, the fact that we updated the version number for .NET Core with this release is very much similar to that 1.0 to 1.1 jump that we did back a long time ago. and you're going to continue to see the API surface area for .NET Core continue to get bigger.
Yes.
And it's exciting to see just the number of big customers that have gone live on it in, you know, not just existing scenarios, but in particular we're seeing just this real resurgence in .NET and interest for things like microservices and Docker-based container orchestration and, you know, tons and tons of cloud scenarios. And then obviously with Xamarin, which is fully integrated with VS 2017 as well, you know, all the mobile end-to-end scenarios and building native mobile apps.
That mobile dev center, like it feels like, I think this is something, a theme coming out of 2017 more than anything. It's like cloud is part of the conversation with everything you do now.
Mm-hmm.
Like Dev Center, a big piece of that, working with your mobile apps, just like, how are you going to test this? How do you know it works across these different devices?
Yep.
How are you going to make sure that it's accessible on all of those things? And just publish to cloud makes me happy, man. Like, that's a good feature.
Yeah.
Like, it just works. You don't have to go hunt down a server anymore.
Yeah, and we're seeing even with Visual Studio Team Services and the integration we've now done with Azure, this huge increase of people that, you know, really taking DevOps and really making it real for the first time. You know, they were using CI/CD, they were using lots of agile practices, but being able to do that complete connective loop, not just for mobile, but also for cloud, where I can see everything in one place, I can check in code, do a full CI/CD pipeline, I can deploy it into a staging slot inside Azure, I can get the analytics in real time, I can use something like Hockey app for mobile to actually get beta users to send me that feedback. And then I can basically turn it live and then just rinse and repeat multiple times a day.
I love this idea of pursuing an idea and then watching it get turned into code, get pushed into a build, go out to a set of beta testers, get some feedback and say, you know, I think in the end of that, once you've got it out in the field, you can sort of say, this is what that actually cost. So this is what it actually took.
Yep.
To take your idea and get it in the hands of customers. And that's a tough thing to measure.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's beyond just sort of the business impact. It's fun, you know, I find it's fun to, you know, say Dev Intersections to talk to people that are actually doing it.
Yeah.
And talking through, here's how it's actually transformed our team.
Yes.
You know, we're having more fun. We're able to use more technology than we have before. you know, we're seen as so much more valuable to our organization because we are delivering business impact even faster.
And new value.
And, you know, that for me is a lot of the fun of all these technologies we're building is not just the tech, but it really is hearing the customer stories and seeing the customer success in a big way.
Well, I love that you can come out to our show and get a chance to talk to folks face-to-face. Yeah. And I mean, I've been in the room a couple of times, I think even during keynotes, where people just started asking questions, and you love questions.
Yeah.
Like, you'll go where the folks want to go, what you want to talk about. Yeah. That is very exciting to me. And I'm glad you're coming out for the spring show.
I can't wait to be there.
I'm super excited about it. I hope we'll see you at the spring show, too. That's May 21st to 24th in Orlando at the Swan Hotel. Go to devintersection.com to register. And if you sign up today with a workshop package, we'll hook you up with an Xbox One.